Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is October 20th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Mars in Leo is the planet of action in the sign of governments. And Mars is opposed by Neptune, the planet of the irrational and confusion. Last week, with barely 2 days to go until a federal default, the situation in the U.S. Congress went from extreme to bizarre. On Tuesday, after singing Amazing Grace as the day's opening act, the House Republicans descended into chaos when a bill to end the government shutdown and extend the debt ceiling did not even make it to a vote. The leadership in the House didn't seem to even have an idea about what to do.
Then on Wednesday, as doomsday loomed, the Senate got their poop together, passed a bipartisan bill, and basically dictated to the Republicans in the House to vote or die. Now, out of options, Johnny Boehner bit the bullet, called the vote, and disaster was avoided.
After 16 days of political theater, which, by the way, did some real damage to the country, both financially and in its standing in the world.
Add in some damage to political careers as well. Among them, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, having caved to the Dems, he will definitely be facing the ire of his conservative constituents in the 2014 midterm elections.
Yeah. All right, Venus, the planet of agreement, has been receiving the square aspect of Mars for the past several weeks, making agreements difficult. And this all started out at the end of September, when the aspect from Mars to Venus was near exact. Now that Venus, the faster-moving planet, has pulled far enough away from the exact aspect, once again, agreement is a possibility.
But wait, all that was decided was to kick the can down the road. The agreement has only 3 months lifespan. Come January, the whole circus gets repeated.
Really? Well, that'll be interesting because coming in January, Venus, the planet of values and agreement, will be retrograde in the USA chart's ascendant. And yep, once again, Mars will be in exact square aspect to Venus.
So you anticipate another crisis, Ron?
Looks like it to me.
Mm.
All right, here are a couple of items for Uranus and Pisces. Uranus, which has been in Pisces since 2010, chugging along, and which has been getting an extra spike of Mars energy of late. In Vedic astrology, Mars projects a malefic, full-force aspect onto the eighth sign ahead of itself. Mars moved into Leo October 4th, and via its eighth house aspect has been putting Pisces and Uranus under pressure. So first off, we have been seeing the Republican Party on tilt for years now, acting in ways eccentric and erratic, very Uranian indeed, clearly demonstrating the effects of Uranus transiting in the fourth house of the USA. The fourth house of a country is the house of the opposition party, in other words, the GOP. Please take note that for most of this latest crisis, led by the Republicans and the Tea Party faction, Mars has been zapping Uranus from its position in Leo with its special 8th house aspect. Notice the extra anger recently? That's Mars.
I certainly have. Here's another manifestation of the same energy pattern. Pisces is a water sign, and having Uranus transiting through the sign can really disrupt the water element, indicating more flooding and storming. Though we do not have time or space here, history seems to vindicate astrology all too tragically well for this combination. And right now in the Asian Pacific region, it's dealing with back-to-back super typhoons. Just 1 week after Wipa, Japan is now bracing for Francisco.
Yeah, and before that, there were a couple of really horrific ones. Well, yes. Again, Mars is aspecting Uranus, and Uranus is in Pisces, the water sign, so it doesn't calm things down any when it comes to stormy weather.
Mars, the planet of action and controversy, is transiting in the USA ninth house, the house of laws and courts. The Supremes heard arguments last Tuesday on a touchy subject for the USA. Many states have turned back the clock on giving preferential consideration for minorities seeking college admission, maintaining that such laws violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The argument is that race cannot be a factor for college admissions. Last week, it was the state of Michigan that was on the chopping block.
Venus, the planet of value, has been transiting in Scorpio, the sign of underhanded methods. And Venus has been under pressure from the square aspect of Mars. So here's a unusual Venus is value event, which some people in Louisiana took advantage of. The electronic debit card system used by food stamp recipients went down last Saturday, freaking out people who were trying to buy their food. But in some places, like Louisiana, the cards suddenly became limitless. In other words, no cap on how much you could buy. A few Walmart stores in Louisiana accepted the cards nonetheless, and the word spread, resulting in chaos as food stamp customers wiped the food shelves bare. The computer glitch was finally repaired at 8 p.m. last Saturday.
What's really scary is that the food stamp program is actually used by nearly 50 million Americans. And even though the card system was down for less than a day, the near riot it spawned in some areas gives us a little taste of what could happen if there was a real extended crisis. Well, Venus is the planet of entertainment, and Scorpio is the sign of death and degeneration. Venus plus Scorpio gives us depraved entertainment. The fourth season of the TV show, The Walking Dead, started its new season with over 16 million viewers, making it the most watched cable TV episode ever. The show is hyper-violent, gory, and pulls no punches when it comes to pushing your fear and disgust button simultaneously.
Yeah, like this is entertainment. Yeah, okay, maybe for you eighth house types. Anyway, Scorpionic to the max.
And two more for Venus and Scorpio. Firstly, a British woman, Jane Rand, has been given an 18-month sentence in jail for stealing 905 designer bags over a three-year period. Venus, the significator of luxury goods and things of beauty, is transiting inside the quintessential sign of obsession, Scorpio.
Well, that's ironic, since last week you were speculating, David, on the ways that the significations of Venus could be tweaked by being in Scorpio and simultaneously aspected by Mars. And by example, you actually brought up handbags as a luxury item that could be affected. And by the way, Mars is the planet of thievery.
Yes, another aspect of that whole thing.
Right.
And still on the subject of Venus, planet of the arts, and Scorpio, sign of secrets, the UK artist Banksy, who keeps his identity a secret, quite a scorpionic activity, by the way, has been doing a month-long residency in New York, practicing his controversial guerrilla-style street art. And his latest effort does not disappoint. His sculpture of Ronald McDonald with oversized red clown shoes getting a shoe shine from a real-life boy definitely tweaked quite a few people's view of reality.
Including yours. Okay. Saturn, the reality check planet, combined with Rahu, the significator of appetite, because Rahu is the mouth of the dragon, can give some strange results. Clerics in Syria have issued a fatwa allowing citizens to eat dogs and cats to prevent starvation. Syrian opposition groups and international relief organizations have warned of the extremely precarious situation in some of the capital city's suburbs. So Muslim leaders in war-torn Syria have issued a fatwa allowing citizens in the embattled suburbs of the capital Damascus to eat dogs and cats to satiate their hunger, according to multiple reports. Islam normally considers dog and cat flesh unfit for humans.
The really disturbing thing is that This fatwa, born out of a need to survive, is pretty tame when compared to the number of bizarre fatwas being issued across the Muslim world.
Oh.
Some of these Islamic clerics are so truly cracked that it makes me think that the Catholics having a pope is a darn good idea.
Okay. All right. That'll do it for October 20th review of the week. Be sure to click in with us then next week. Till then.